Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria.
Thank you, thank you.
Far too kind. I want to believe the applause is not for Colin Steke. I want to believe it's for, or not that it is for the Tekkers. It has to be for Nigeria Info. Or maybe it has to be for Wizkid and that piece of music, Essence, which, of course, in case you do not know, on August 30, the song became the number one song in the U.S. on Shazam. And it's a big deal for those who do not know. And what is sweet about it is that it is Wizkid, you know? The same guy that did Know My Story. You know, who did a superstar album some years back. Who was, you know, pretty much, you know, a hustler, as you were, in the industry. Like he described himself one time as a studio rat. Now he's topping charts in the world, ladies and gentlemen. If there's nothing more, if there's anything more, tell me anything more motivating than that to start a radio show. And that's what we try to do, bring you some motivation and also information you can use to improve your life and yourself each and every day. Welcome, welcome, and welcome again. And wow, it's beautiful to know that you are there listening to us. It feels really great to come on the radio every morning and talk to you specifically. I'm talking about you, dear listener, listening to me from whether you're in your car or wherever it is you are listening to me right now. I know you're listening, and that's what keeps me here, and that's what keeps us here. That's what gives us a job. So thank you so much. So the next round of applause you'll be listening to will be for you, each and every one of you. No, I'm talking about you specifically. Just you. Yes, you. You listening to me right now. Welcome. And thank you for giving me a job. Well done, well done, well done. Well done indeed. To everyone. I'm talking about specifically you out there listening to the radio show. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the station for the nation. Well, I am Collins Steke, representing the Tekkers. Yeah, we togetherly bring to you every morning radio's finest couple on radio and great conversations to drive your mid-morning and also keep you thinking and motivate you to do better as an individual. And that's what we do, or we hope to achieve every day on the radio show. Well, like you noticed yesterday, today again, Andrea will be joining us at some point of the show. In the meantime, we are going to start with our regulars, as you already know. First, we bring you the feel of Lagos. That's why we pretty much take you across Lagos from every side, every corner, every koro, every lungu, to give you a report of what's happening in the city of Lagos. That's what we do. And then after that, we bring you our conversation, our main conversation, which of course commences at 11 o'clock. And today being a Wednesday, for the past 3 years or thereabout, you can clap for that. You know, every Wednesday on the radio show, you'll be listening to Techie Talk, where we talk technology. And today, we bring you yet another episode of Techie Talk. And we'll be asking a question for those who do not know. We promise that this topic will be treated this week. We'll be asking a question on Techie Talk today. The question is, what is my data for? What is my data for? For example, you go online, you want to sign in. They're asking you for, you know, your age, your name, you know, where you live. And some apps will even ask you to give them information about what you're reading, how you're you're doing on your phone. You know, indirectly, you may not know. So we want to find out, what exactly is this data for? I know some people will be like, you can't wait for this. So that conversation from 11 o'clock would have that. Also on Techie Talk today, we'll have the biggest tech stories and news from local and international scene. We hear a number of things happening. China has banned kids from playing online video games during the week. So we'll talk about that and see if it's possible to also, if some parents would love to have that in Nigeria. And we hear that TikTok has overtaken YouTube again. And we'll find out in what area. And WhatsApp, WhatsApp has been fined $267 million. Why has WhatsApp been fined? And who's fining WhatsApp? We're going to find out as we proceed on the show much later on Techie Talk. Plus, for those who know, Techie Talk brings to you an opportunity to learn and get the biggest opportunities are available in the tech space. So we'd also have a conversation, which a special opportunity for you to learn yet another way, all right? Yet another way to make or create wealth in the digital age, another way of creating wealth for yourself. And people have been sending me messages. For the moment, I thought, I said, am I Access Bank? Because I have news on Access Bank also, guys, on the Techie Talk. So, you know, people have been reaching out to me like, Collins, you know, how can we make money in the tech space? And I appreciate you for that. That's why every Wednesday, when the opportunity presents itself, we'll give you an opportunity to get information that you can use to improve your income. Information to improve your income. Does that rhyme? Is that don't leave me, guys? Somebody talk to me. Ollie, is that don't leave me? I already said no. Sorry, guys. It's not the limit. So we talk about all these when we get into the show. That will be on Techie Talk. So we also talk about opportunities for wealth creation in the digital age. We'd have a special guest and a true life experience and story. Person who has a real life story of how, you know, you move from zero to something, making a lot of money, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity that presents themselves. Well, we will get into the show right now. With what Lagos is saying, we're talking about the feel of Lagos. So welcome on board. The techers are here on What's Up Lagos. I'm Collins, techer, standing in for the rest of the team. Of course, Andrea indeed will be joining us at some point on the show. She'll join us virtually at some point on the show. And this will go on for a number of days before she hits the studio again. So guys, what's happening in your lungu? What's going on in your neighborhood? Let's start the show from there. And yesterday was a very powerful conversation. I just asked the question, what is it like to drive around Lagos? And I heard all the worst words that have existed in the life of any transportation system in any country of the world. People say it's madness. Some people say it's the highest stage of madness to drive in Lagos. And I was like, well, but that's too much now. What's going on here? You know, guys, take it easy. But and then people were even saying that, no, they love it that way. And that got me, took me aback for a moment. And I had to remind them of how these happenings have been able to affect, how these things that we have come to accept as a part of Lagos life, especially the crazy nature of the Lagos roads, beyond the state of the road. I'm talking about the attitude of the people, and the attitude of the people, including those who are supposed to enforce the laws that guide driving or usage of the road in Lagos, all right? And the attitude has gone beyond repairs, right? Now, it's looking like it's just something we have to live with, and we're trying to advise people coming to Lagos. So when you come in, prepare your mind for the madness, the craziness on the road. And then someone called in and said, right now, Collins, I'm on the road. A bike and a keke have blocked all the traffic and they are arguing in the middle of the road. I said, oh ho. Oh ho, if somebody said, Collins, why are you talking about Lagos like that? Someone had to call to give me that report. Yesterday, there was another story video making the round of some crazy stuff happening in Lagos. Things that happen on the roads in Lagos, you just wonder whether, you know, we're in a mega city. Really, really, really mega city. I think we should question Lagos mega city status. But that's a conversation for another day. We're not continuing with that. Today, we want to talk about the observation of the COVID protocol compliance around city of Lagos. So as you call the radio station, scream, what's up, Lagos? Do not forget, okay, do not forget to tell us what your observation is regarding the COVID protocol, the observation of COVID protocol in and around Lagos. Have you been to the supermarket recently? How well are they observing the protocols? Have you been to the bank? And have you been to the market? Have you been in the bus, the public bus? Are they complying to what happened to the guidelines that said just two people per seat in the buses? Are they complying? Is there any compliance along those lines? Have we relaxed? So I want to hear from you today if you have observed. Also, if you're ordering a ride, the driver, can you speak? Do your riders also comply? Do they use the nose mask? Do you put off the AC? Because that's another complaint. All right. And how about the drivers? Because lately, I've been using a lot of these e-hailing services a lot. And shout out to the good ones. But there are some crazy ones. You know, some would just come in reeking of booze, what do you call it? Yeah. And they just act like the next question they can ask you for you, if you try to complain is, now you buy a car for me, that kind of experience. Anyways, we're talking about COVID compliance around Lagos and your general observation regarding that. Welcome on board and let's get to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. 0700-993-993-993. I mean, when COVID just happened and there was a lockdown immediately after the lockdown was released, after people were more or less like in prison, everybody complied. Sanitizer blew so highly. I know sanitizer is blown. It's still one of the most blown right now. And a lot of people had, little sanitizer around them. You go to the bank, you're almost being screened like you are. You know that kind of screening you get when you're trying to enter the White House or maybe just somewhere very highly protected. I think the White House is freer. Maybe that kind of screening you get, normally entering Aso Rock or just somewhere. I mean, but now it looks as if you don't relax, like that. Maybe you didn't hear the news. You heard it, didn't you? The number of people that die on a daily basis from COVID-19, I hope you know that it's not a joke. And those are human beings and families grieving as a result of that. 0700-993-993-993. If you're sending a WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And, you can also call if you're ladies, then the ladies' special line, dedicated line is back. That one is alternative line, of course. Colleagues, what's that? 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's the number. So let's get back to you now. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Cheers to life.
No last greeting, Orenjo. Good morning, sir.
Welcome.
My dear, I think the compliance level is very, very low. No compliance, Nigerians want emergency.
What is your name?
My name, I am Okolokolo 1. They call me Okolokolo 1 of Niger Delta.
Okolokolo 1 of Niger Delta. You said the compliance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Compliance level is too low. Our people don't love life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nigerians don't love life, especially in Lagos here.
Okay.
I went to my church last Sunday. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was the only person putting on the nose mask.
In your church?
So I was the only person right in the church. Your church was everybody. Nobody cares. I'm calling from Igbo.
Okay, great. Thank you for giving that report. We appreciate you again. All right, guys. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. How are you doing, Zai?
I'm good.
What's your name?
My name is Malo.
Okay. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Kodu.
Fantastic. So, how is Kodu? And by the way, are people complying to the COVID protocols?
What do you say?
Are people complying to the COVID protocols? Is it what do you say? What do you say? All right, let's get the calls screened and we get into the full conversation. As we proceed and hear more from you. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call to be a part of the broadcast and give us a report. Come on. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning. My name is Agudozie.
I called from Cement Ikeja.
All right, welcome, Agudovi. How is Ikeja this morning?
No, we are fine in the pandemic. How are you there in the studio in the pandemic?
We do, we try, we are pushing.
Okay, well, yeah, we're fine. Well, you know, the compliance with COVID-19 protocol is very low, I'm telling you. It's very low. Some people, even in the bus, there's nothing like social distancing. The bus is loading at full capacity, carrying at full capacity. And in some places where people know that without face mask, they will not be allowed entry or entrance. They will just have their own face mask. When they are done, when they are finished, or when they are through with whatever thing they want to do in that place, they remove the face mask and put it in their bag or pocket and go. But when they are in the market like that, you know, nothing. It's just normal thing. Nothing.
All right. Compliance. Okay. Thank you so much for that report. I appreciate you for that. So, Lagos, you understand why Lagos is leading, because you heard in the news just a while ago. Let me read it again. Thank you for this. Lagos, you know, so the NCDC also says that 597 new confirmed cases of the disease, with Lagos getting the highest number of 204 cases. And guys, you remember, we're not testing as much as we should. If you look at the number of tests conducted nationwide and even in Lagos compared to the population, you realize that if Lagos is having the highest number from the limited number of tests that are carried out on a daily basis, or I mean when they're carried out, then that means that there might be more people out there moving around with the virus, and people are not complying to the protocols. I want to also deep in and just ask them, why do you think, why? Is it because there's no enforcement? Should there be enforcement? Some countries are, even Lagos State had almost warned that at some point they'll start arresting people. I don't know. Do you think that should be applied? Like people who, if you just do anyhow, they arrest you. How about the buses, guys? I want to know, because the buses, that's one place, and the markets. Do people comply? Do you still look odd or awkward? Does it look awkward whenever you're in the bus or you're in the market and you're the other one, you're wearing the masks? And what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Semiat. I'm calling from Apapa.
Hi, Semiat. How is Apapa this morning?
Apapa is cool.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I went to CMS Market on Saturday.
Okay.
I've forgotten the name of the particular market I went to.
Balogun. Idumota.
Yes, Idumota. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
So I was just going, you know, deadly with my nose mask and my scarf. That's how one guy came and said, "See this one? Are you Boko Haram?" Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So that's shaming yes. you for wearing a mask.
Yes, and I was like, "Oh God, you did Chris, no vex." And when I go back to our papa, another person saw me. I was like, it was gesturing like, "Why am I wearing a mask?" And I asked him, "Uncle, what's your business? Is it disturbing you?"
You know that? It's crazy,
right?
Do you think if you suggest to the government, do you think that they should enforce a law and get people arrested if they're not complying to COVID protocol?
Probably.
Oh boy.
I know, but I think now it's a matter of choice. You decide to wear it, you don't decide to wear it, and then so people are shaming people that decide to wear it. It's just crazy.
Crazy. Samia, thank you for sharing with us this story. We appreciate you a lot. And crazy experience in Lagos again. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. There's a sound like a trailer horn. Are you on the road?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good to have you. What? Who do we have?
It's Matthew.
All right. All right. So go ahead. Let's get a contribution.
I'm coming from Florida.
Okay.
But I can tell you, I bought a Costa bus. They are just sitting on it now.
All right. Oh, I think that the trailer horn or the sound of that is overshadowing the voice, and sorry about that. I understand that you're reporting from probably the streets, but yes, we had to discontinue that. We go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's happening in your neighborhood, and I would also find out from you what your observation has been concerning...
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? It is with the Techers. Welcome indeed. We had to go on that break quickly, and we're continuing our reports from across Lagos from your perspective. And we're asking you to tell us if people in the city of Eko have been complying to the COVID-19 protocols in your neighborhood, especially in your Lungu. Have they been complying? Are you worried about it? Why do you think it's happening this way if they are not complying? Do you think that the government, or do you think that there needs to be some kind of enforcement regarding compliance to the COVID-19 protocols and the guidelines? Someone mentioned that in church, in some churches. There's no such thing. Like people, you know, one person wear mask, another person no way, one person wear, another person no way, you know, stuff like that. But kudos to some churches, right? Some churches, it's almost like you are being soaked into, you know, a sanitizer before you get into the church. Like, you pretty much, even if you have any other virus apart from COVID, some churches, as you pass like that, they will sanitize your entire body. So it'd be safe to say that, you know, those churches would have... complied fairly. But let's hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, Chester the Live.
Yeah, my name is Saloki Kolawole.
Saloki Kolawole, where are you calling from, sir?
Now, what I want to say, talk about is, look, this arrangement, what you are talking about, the discussion, look, people are not seeing anything. All these things, they say people, we are seeing on paper. You have not seen anything that somebody is dying or is affecting some people around you. But when you are seeing on paper, and so if you see it on daily news, 6,000, 4,000, it doesn't really matter.
Wait, sir. Sorry, sir. I want to get it clearly so that we'll know, we'll not be confused. Are you trying to insinuate that there is no COVID? Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
people are not dying.
Look, I'm not saying there's no COVID. What I'm saying is, you can see a lot of people, almost 99% of people don't use this face mask.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you look at it from that angle, you know that people don't see, if something is affecting a lot of people, you will not tell them to use the face.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have that kind of mindset. But let me just demystify that and clear the air, like clear anybody who has that kind of mindset. Remember what I said about... Oh, God, we don't let COVID hook you. We had a colleague, a close family member recently. You know, of course, we're in talks. We haven't seen in a long time. And this person was having a conversation with my wife. And the person was one of those people, like the last caller, saying that if this thing was as dangerous as you are seeing like this, you know, people would take it seriously. He was one of such persons until he got the COVID and almost died. And this is, I'm not talking about somebody who's very old, maybe so he had on the line. He was a young guy. He nearly died. As I speak to you now, he's a what? An ambassador of COVID. When I say ambassador, he preaches the gospel of us taking COVID seriously. Now, I mentioned a bit of a statistics, saying that, well, not in specific words or letters or figures, but I mentioned that if you look at the number of tests carried out by the NCDC, all right, compared to the population of the nation, well, let's bring it back to Lagos. If you look at the number of tests carried out, you know, in Lagos, compared to the population of Lagos, vis-a-vis the number of cases detected and deaths recorded, you realize that there might be more people, or a lot more people, down with this COVID virus that they are not aware, or perhaps because they are not in the numbers, so because they have not been tested. So that explains why you might think that, oh, because the number, is not, a lot of people can, you know, if it was serious, people would take it serious. You never do, you know, means they're not serious. That's just what I would say. But please, in the name of God Almighty and in the name of whatever, you know, religion you preach, Matt, don't call me again to say that, if it's people, COVID is not that. If you have lost somebody to COVID, you will not say that. You will never say that. If you have been to where you see patients, you will not even think of saying that on radio. I just had to clear that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Turn down the volume on your radio. Kill it dead.
Okay. I'll move away from it.
Fantastic. Who do we have?
You have Stanley from Ojo.
Welcome, Mr. Stanley.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's the compliance like in Ojo?
The compliance is zero. Zero compliance, to be candid.
Wow.
But the truth is that, just like the last caller said,
okay,
some people are having a very deep doubt about COVID.
Hmm.
And the last lockdown they have,
yep,
some people felt that it was a rip-off to so many people. Because a lot of remuneration was shared and people were considered, but it did not get, it don't go around. Instead, most of them use it for their own gain. So with this, people became skeptic about the COVID stuff, doubting that if the COVID really exists. And you look at the marketplaces like Joe Alaba, everybody is climbing each other every day. But still, you cannot detect one person. You can say, this person has died out of COVID and it did not open shop. So with this, we needed awareness and we needed compliance to enforce people to adhere to these COVID restrictions.
All right. Thank you so much. Enforcement. What's a key word to get from that last caller? 0700-993-993-993. And you can also send us a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Where's the WhatsApp tab? Somebody get that for me. 0809-597-5805. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, let me remain anonymous.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a medical doctor. I just want to tell people that COVID is real, very, very real.
Hmm.
But you know, the problem we have in Nigeria is multiple. Now, the people that are trying to convince people are not truthful themselves, the politicians. You see, that's not the way to convince people. If you want people to comply, especially when it comes to health matters, you allow the right vessels to convey the message. It's unfortunate that globally, too, the issue of COVID has been highly politicized, very, very highly politicized.
Hmm.
So you can understand when people don't trust the information that they get. Then number two, you know, because this issue of COVID thing is still evolving.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes they will say, COVID is this today, and then tomorrow they might say, no, they have discovered new things. So all these things would contribute to why people don't trust, you know, the information they are getting about COVID. But COVID is very, 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 very real. I don't know what I can use to describe how real it is.
Hmm.
People must know that it is real. But unfortunately, you know, anything coming from the government of Nigeria, anything they are saying, you know, that a lot of people are very skeptical about it. So you wouldn't blame the people, honestly. You wouldn't blame them. So what we can do is just to be begging the people, appealing to the people. And you media people, talk to the government. They are not in the best position to advise people. Forget it. They are liars. How can people trust them? When people cannot trust them even on mundane things, how can they trust them on matters as serious as this? So you wouldn't blame the people, though.
That's
so
right.
We can only keep on begging and appealing to the people and let people be hearing this from the right sources.
Yeah.
Let them be here, not from the governor, from one politician who is talking about this thing. Because, you know, everybody knows that this COVID thing in Nigeria is not a business for the politicians. So you wouldn't blame the people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Powerful points. Guys, you can comment on that too. And that's why we keep, you know, bringing it here and finding out from you yourself to tell us what the situation is. And you yourself and those of you listening to the show, to tell us what the compliance level is and why the thing that people are not complying. That's a very strong reason. And I hope any government that's listening will understand, you know, where this is coming from. That you cannot just, you must have a conversation with the people. And if the people do not trust you, you can't force trust. You can't say, trust me now. If you like, shout 1 million times. They won't listen to you because trust is not bought, it is earned. So you have to do what will make the people trust you more, government. That's for you. And then for us, the media people, we're begging you, Ni. We don't want people to die. We want to give you the best information. We don't want people to be affected, families to be affected. We don't want the government to make a decision or give you a policy that would affect our lives as a result of non-compliance or anything. And these are the reasons why we come forward and beg on, and say, please, Joe, take it easy on yourself. Try to comply. Trust the process on this, you know. Try to build that trust. And understand the problem of trust. It's not a Nigerian thing. There are governments all around the world. In the UK, they are taking up, you know, even the prime minister. In the US, the government also is going through a number of, kickbacks, or if you like, backlashes regarding different conversations or policies on COVID all around the world. So it's a general thing. It is new to us. It's the first time in a long time, or if not the first time in our lives, to have a pandemic, guys. Remember, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up?
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Colin.
Yes, ma'am. Move away from your radio.
Yeah.
You want
Where's
to...
Andrea?
She will join us shortly.
Yes, good to put through. Colin, the truth remains.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Yes, how do you want me to trust this government, according to the last caller that just said?
Mm-hmm.
Colin, I have 5 graduates. None of them is working, Abby. Now, Colin, where is the... Look at, during the pandemic, people of goodwill came out. Because we've not seen the pandemic before. They came out, they donated a lot of things. Do they use it to equip one of the hospitals? What was the money used for? See the doctors on strike. Why are they interested in me? They have never... The road to my house, we are the one, community effort. We build our road in my house. I give my own. I provide water for myself. I did everything for myself. I have never benefited anything from this government. Then why are they interested in my life to come and take vaccine? Why is my life so important to them when they can't give me the basic thing that will keep me going?
Wow.
And you want me to believe them? What have I benefited from them? Cholera is eating people. This Lassa fever is there, killing people. So many other things. And this COVID have 99% recovery rate. Why are they interested in this COVID?
All right.
Is it the problem? Is it the issue?
Thank you so much. I mean, they're listening to you and you made your point. But, you know, you mentioned one key factor which I almost forgot about, which I could beat myself for that, was the vaccine. And the vaccination process has been ongoing. And, I don't know if you've been vaccinated. I don't know if you're taking the first or the second jab. I don't know if it's ongoing. If you have information about that, too, don't forget to share with us. Today is all about COVID in Lagos on the What's Up Lagos or Feel of Lagos this morning. And I know that it was going to get a bit emotional and it was going to get a little bit political, of course. When people hear anything government like that, that's why people were vexed, you know. But take it easy. Realize that we're just trying to gather information and also hear from you directly and pass such information across to the relevant authorities. This is the number one talk station in the nation and the most listened to in Lagos. And it's a statement of fact. So I believe that the government of Lagos State is listening to this radio station. Because the tendency of the government just sticking to the government owns the stations, and then, you know, get a bit deceived or get a bit of doctored reportage. You know how it works. But I want to believe that they listen to Nigeria Info, because yes, is the number one station for talk. Lagos, the entire Lagos speaks right here on this platform. So when you give your point, drive it towards the direction of a possible solution or a suggestion, as it were. All right, it's good to air your frustration, but at the same time, we're looking for solution. Now, I have a message on WhatsApp here. I say, what's up, Lagos attackers? Prince Etina Young. He said, I appreciate you guys every time I do without letting you guys even know. I even downloaded the app on my phone. More grace to you guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And if you haven't downloaded the app, you might want to take advantage of that. Go download the app. Well, the techers, COVID killed my boss, name withheld, and we buried the person like play. About four of us were infected, but the disease was more careless, so the person brought it to the house to infect us. He said, I nearly died, but his mercy saved me, and the rest of is history. And the rest, sorry. He said, from Anonymous. Thank you so much for the message. I appreciate you for that update. I know the number of people whose family were affected by COVID. He said, what's up, Lagos? My name is Basil from Agor Palace Road. We have forgotten about it. In most public places, only few churches, supermarkets are still following the few guided rules and guidelines. Nigerians want to see people die in front of them before they would take it seriously again. We don't take it seriously again, he says. My Catholic church still follows the rules in Agor Palace here. Most times, I put on the nose mask. It makes me feel uncomfortable, but I wear and I follow the protocol inside the bus. He said also, so when he puts on the mask, it makes him feel like the only one, especially that is COVID aware, inside the bus. He said, and also, I don't know why we will wear the mask to enter where we are going to remove it when we are inside. So it's more or less like a pass. All right, yeah, like ID card. I'm here. I have it. Get in. I need you to move it. That's a common happening. He said, well, I love you guys, and I'm missing Andrea's voice. I know, right? She should join us as we proceed. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos? Check. Sosheb on the line.
Hey, Sosheb, how are you doing today? Where are you calling from?
I'm cool. I'm calling you from Jakonde Estate.
All right.
Yeah, I want to contribute about this COVID-19. And I think...
We're talking about specifically compliance in your neighborhood. Do you want to give me an update on that?
Yes, it's the same thing that is happening everywhere. People are skeptical about taking the drugs or the vaccine.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So my hint or solution to it is that family health should show example. I think it has gone beyond looking at government to preach to us.
Yeah.
Or people to preach to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think family health should take the initiative. Let me give you an example of what happened to me. When I took the vaccine, I came home, I told my family members. They said, okay, since you have taken it, let's watch you. After 1 week, if nothing happened to you, we are going to take it. As we speak now, my wife and my niece, they are in the health center now, about to take it. They registered early in the week. And so today is the appointment day. They are there now, waiting for the vaccine.
Okay.
So I think the men in each house should take the initiative. We are always at the receiving end, or the first to take the bullet. Let each family head should go and take the bullet first and convince their family members.
All right.
That's what I see there.
Thank you so much for that suggestion. So, guys, the truth is, whether you trust the government or not, which is not the prayer of any state, that the people do not trust them or any government, it's a global thing, all right? Yes, I believe that there could be the possibility of politics or politicizing a lot of aspects of the old COVID story. There's a possibility of that, because, I mean, what has not been politicized really in recent time? You know what I'm saying? But it's a societal problem, generally. But that does not remove the fact that there is a virus out there and there's need for you to comply, because it's not even the government. The government takes instruction also. I mean, the WHO is like the general body that is guiding every activity globally as far as COVID is concerned, right? So if the problem is whoever is telling us, like the last caller said, let the heads of family, you know, digest this and do the honors of trying to help to preach this gospel so that we can get the best result. Remember, for those who travel, I know the poor will say, I don't go anywhere, I'm always here. You see, it's becoming stricter and stricter to travel. I was speaking to a senior colleague recently, who of course travels a lot, and she told me that, man, these days you can't just, you know, go out and come in into any country just like that. That is this, you do know what this whole process. You first of all, anybody who has traveled recently, or you know, maybe out of Nigeria, can you explain? You can call in and explain the process. You quarantine, you probably, you know, you get there, spend some time again, do some tests, and then the whole process is just cumbersome on a daily basis. Now, nations and people can't be going through all of this, and then we you know, we blame it on lack of trust on the government. Everything must not stop on the government, boss. Front of the government. We all can make a decision to save our own lives and our businesses. The more we get to deny our realities, the more our lives are affected, including our businesses. The more people who lose their jobs, the more people are going to be crying, "Oh, I've been here." Guys, you see, government really has never, you know, solved the problems of the citizens ever in any nation in the world. So we should take it off the government for a bit and try to do what is right for ourselves and our society. I hope that makes sense. What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
I want to remain anonymous, so I want to talk to Keke.
You want to talk to me?
Okay.
Go ahead. My name, I'm here. I'm live with you.
Okay.
Hope I'm safe.
Yes, okay. The thing is that what I noticed, because I went for a ceremony in Anglican church.
Yeah.
And they were, if you don't wear your mask, you can't come in. And they space us out to sit in fours, depends on the length of the chair. But almost all the Pentecostal churches, nobody is following protocol again. You just go into the church and come out.
Wow.
And in your neighborhood, when you wear masks, some people will laugh at you. That's gone. You're still wearing masks. Yes, yes. That's what they say.
They say COVID has gone. We're still wearing masks.
Wow. Yes, yes. They will say Delta variant. Next one, they will say Benin variant has come. But I know that my sister's in Port Harcourt because I'm from River State. My sister's, they said, and Wike said, if you don't take it, you cannot travel from, maybe you are in Abonima, you cannot travel to Port Harcourt. So all of them are being forced to go and take it, to an extent that the people in the village itself are taking COVID vaccine. That's my own contribution.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, my sister. God bless you. All right. This one says, my name is Frank. What's up, Lagos? My name is Frank Edo. And I'm currently at the center where I want to take my first jab at Festac. They're giving us numbers, so, and we're still waiting for them to start. All right, good. Thank you for that update. And Frank, appreciate you for that. And let's move on to the next message quickly. This one says, what's up, Lagos? I was in my church yesterday for the midweek service. I was shocked by the sheer ignorance of Christians. As much as I tried convincing them that to take the vaccine, you know, I have taken the two jabs anyways, you see. He said, I also maintain the COVID-19 protocol. Nigerians should take personal responsibility and leave the politicians alone. His name is Olumide. He's sending a message from Ifakwa Ijayi. Abi, every little thing, you just can't go police. But he said, are they ghosts? It's not our family members. Are they not from our village? Are they not from our local governments? You know, once they become a politician, they turn to they and us. There's not they and us. That's the truth. You see, there are more people waiting to become bad politicians in this country than those who have even been worse politicians. I'm sure of that, because you can hear from the active people. Well, Ogateke, he said, I know to listen to your show today because Madame Nodeo. He said, I love the tech so much. Biodu Cooper from Shomolu. Biodu, I know, right? Even Misa, I'm missing her. But, you know, show has to go on, Abi. I know she'll be back before you know it. Hi, Collins. You know, the one that aches my head is that in the buses, no compliance at all. No loading capacity. He said they are all loading full and the government just looks on. You know, Steve from Yaba. That's it. I noticed that. That's why I didn't want to mention it. I wanted people to talk about it because so that you're not calling just to talk all these things. He said, Mr. Tekka, please take the message that popular shopping mall in Lagos, you know, especially the that. All right, you're talking about the mall.
You are listening.
We'll be right back. Hey. Welcome back. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live on WhatsApp Lagos with the Tekkas, and we are talking about the COVID compliance, the vaccine, and everything about what you've observed around Lagos City today on the feel of Lagos today. Well, WhatsApp Lagos, Joel from Ikorodu says, I think we need to move from not trusting the government to trusting the frontline medical experts. Now, if we are waiting to trust the government when lives are at risk, COVID would inevitably overwhelm us without remorse. Please listen to the medical experts and not the government. And a number of medical experts have called on the show today. Some even decided to remain anonymous and they speak to us. Now, here's the thing about COVID. COVID may not kill us as a virus as much as we think. All right, but let me tell you one thing COVID can do. The impact of COVID is killing, could be killing more Nigerians. Could be killing more Nigerians than COVID itself. The effect of COVID on our economy, on our lifestyle, on our even our money could be killing more people. So please, Ejo, please remember that this thing is a global pandemic. It's a global issue. And if you choose to say, no, you want to do strong head and prove that, no, you are right, and argue, oh, if it's there, why is it this? Or I don't take the vaccine. There could be politics involved. You are at the end of the day, it's our own undoing. It's still going to affect us. It is going to affect businesses. People are going to lose their jobs. And we don't want that to happen. So we're trying to follow the story, at least the frontline workers. We have not recovered. Next 50 years, we may not recover from COVID and the impact of COVID. So I hope this makes sense indeed. And I'm happy that we're able to have this conversation on radio today. Thank you so much for being a part of the Feel of Lagos today on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're going on a quick break and bring you the news. And after that, Techie Talk will be live right here on Nigeria's number one for Talk. My name is Collins.
I'll take you to Lagos.
Techie. The microphone heavyweight, standing in indeed for the Techers. We hope to have Andrea join us as we proceed.
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria. Welcome, Africa, and the rest of the world to Techie Talk with the Techers on What's Up, Lagos, on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. What is my data used for? It's one of our focus. It's our focus today. And there are two parts. Because whenever we talk about data, what people think about... you know, there are two things people that come to mind. One of the two things that will come to mind. One of them is the internet bundle data or internet bundles or the data that you use to browse, which of course is found with data. And then your information, you know, your accounts, your emails, your phone numbers, your details online. So we have two parts of this. The first part, we try to look at the review of internet data management and explore the determinants of internet usage in Nigeria. And also we do an examination of internet usage pattern on socioeconomic benefits. All right, so we'll look at all these as we proceed. Like I said, on the show, we also bring you our daily tech updates. That's a weekly tech updates as news in the world of tech. So we're going to commence with, first of all, for those who have been, for those who were here when mobile phones came on board, let me start with this charming story or something that perhaps would, you know, bring some memories. And also, a lot of people would be like, wow, we've come a long way. So it is actually 21 years since Nokia specifically launched 3310, which was a part of the lives of a lot of Nigerians. That's a particular mobile phone that everyone wanted to have a piece of it. because Ojaboku fall, which simply means it falls and it doesn't break. Now, little did we know that 21 years down the line, it wouldn't even be a thing that people remember. So as we proceed today, perhaps we'll bring that news in full effect. You would also find out, I'll get to play maybe the sound, that Nokia sound, to remind us of some of that. And yes, it's actually, the GSM phone was actually first announced on the 1st of September. And that was some days ago in 2000. So it was released later that year and it was retired into 5 years later. You know, I remember around 2001, that's when mobile phone entered, you know, we don't get mobile phone for Nigeria and all things like that. So it's pretty much like one of the mobile phones that, you know, started with Nigerians. And someone would say, oh, the Sergeant, the Triumph, you know, before the days before screens had color, the days before screens had no buttons. You know, as it were. But hey, just to remind us on that. But let's also bring you some news. We hear that the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC in Nigeria, has said that it has now set up a department that will study the cryptocurrency market in order to create regulatory policies for the sector. Now, the commission has sought to regulate the cryptocurrency market or the crypto market on the premise that cryptocurrencies are equally security transactions. Now, according to Yugoda, the regulation will be full frontal once crypto transactions are allowed back into the Nigerian banking system. Although SEC did not state the time frame, this information is an indication that crypto and fiat will soon reunite, will soon come back later. You know, the cryptocurrency, if you remember, was, of course, the CBN came up to ban that in the country, and a lot of people talked about that. But now that, like last week, you heard about the news of the e-Naira, which, of course, in itself, it's a kind of cryptocurrency. There's a cryptocurrency. It's a kind of, of course, it's digital currency, just like cryptocurrency. Yes, that means gradually, we never know. Maybe very soon they're going to say, no, you can trade crypto with Naira right now. And away from that, you know, we hear that Twitter also might be giving us, before we get to that Twitter news, let's quickly bring you this very cheering news. And you might want to ask me, why are you bringing this? You know, we try to also monitor the digital space, especially even the banking industry. And we hear that Access Bank has become Nigeria's largest bank by customer base and total assets after merging with, of course, the Diamond Bank 3 years ago. Now, since then, we hear that the deposits have grown to nearly $6 trillion. That's $15 million. And from about $3.5 trillion from six. That's about $8.5 million in 2018. So yes, and they are attributing their income via e-channels to jump to about 37%. That's about $73 million. So through the e-channels, they've been able to you know transact business and make that much. So why I'm bringing this news, and congrats to that bank, and why I'm bringing, and other banks also are celebrating. Why I'm bringing this news is because we should realize that even irrespective of the level of a lack of inclusion, you know, financial inclusion in our industry occasioned by digitalization of the process of banking and, you know, more digital products, because a lot of Nigerians cannot even afford a mobile phone that can get them to have access to, you know, or the internet that can give them access to digital products by this bank. Of course, the reason why a lot of people also have been, you know, excluded financially. Well, I'm bringing this for you to know that more and more transaction, more banking in our lives, and it's, you know, so many other things are going digital, and more people are trusting the process. So if you're still one of those that are saying, no, hold your cash in hand or make, you know, stuff like that, you might just be losing out on so many opportunities in that space. Now, away from that, those local stories, let's get back to the international scene, or let's go to the international scene right now. Now, this news got my attention and I felt that, look, guys, let's bring it on Techie Talk today to start and find out what Nigerians and Lagosians would say about that. You know, this was occasioned by personally, as a parent, as a young parent, they say COVID children, they're just built differently. So my kid was like 9 months. He already could operate a mobile phone. So initially, I was, you know, taking it back and I enjoyed it. And I saw him pick up my phone. By the way, if you can see the screen on my phone, it's all broken because, you know, sometimes, you know, it falls off the hand. Look at the screen now. Middle of my mind, I'm fixing Jack because it's like a third phone. I'll bring all the phones that the screens have been bad. You know, shout out to Zane for doing that. But, you know, he had access to my phone. He'll pick it up. And all he needs is for me to, you know, if he could open my phone, I mean, the pattern of my phone, the lock pattern on my phone, he would do it, but he couldn't. So when I opened the phone for him, he goes and navigates, he swipes, he goes left, right, and he knows what he's looking for. He goes to the app that he likes, and then he monitors the phone. So, and I mean, he uses the phone. He goes to the video he wants to watch. When there's no internet, he knows where to go to download it videos. And then sometimes he just goes to play music, and then he locks the phone and he's holding it around. I'm like, hello? So let's not deny the fact that children nowadays are built differently. We did not have exposure to some of this technology. We're growing up in the, you know, the analog. You know, and the truth is, a lot of children grew up in that analog. There's just a transition, except for those who were born maybe, even in the millennials, those who were born in 2000, you know, they still did not have access to it. They grew up to find it. It was still not as much. So those who were born in the last 10, 15 years or less, they are built differently. And then as we move forward, they are built differently. So what am I saying? I got to realize that the kid was getting addicted to it. So sometimes he cries a lot. He sees someone has his phone, he wants to have it. I'm like, yo, no, I'm not having this anymore. It's not fun. So Andrea and I agreed that, you know what, we are going to start, you know, starving him, you know, and changing it, giving him other things to distract him. And it's been tough, but we found a way of doing that, and it's working. But whenever he sees a mobile phone, he wants to go to it. I think it's their way, and we try as much not to allow them addicted, but at the same time, we gather it. But let's go to China now. We have a China bans kids from playing online video games during the week, and which is one of the ways you want to adopt. And China has put in place a new policy that limits online video gaming game playing for young people to 3 hours a week. 3 hours a week. Now, the new rules restriction online gaming for those under age of 18 to 1 hour in the evening on Fridays, weekends, and public holidays. Wow. Now, the restriction took effect on Wednesday. They were announced by the China's National Press and Publication Administration, at NPPA. This agency is responsible for regulating video games. So let's understand, responsible for regulating video games. So it's key. Now, China is the world's largest video gaming market. Now, China's government has been worried for years about young people becoming addicted to games. Treatment centers have been set up in the country for people thought to have developed what is described as the gaming disorders. Now, the NPPA in China said that the new limits were issued to deal with the growing concern that online gaming was affecting the physical and mental health of children. In 2018, however, Chinese officials also expressed concern that gaming might be causing rising rates of eyesight problems among young people. Now, Chinese state media reported that about 63% of Chinese minors play online games often. Now, about 13% of underage mobile game users are believed to play them for more than 2 hours a day on every weekday. So that's like a lot. So they have the statistics. But I'm just, oh dear Nigeria, oh dear Nigeria, how are we? If you know how much kids these days are addicted to not just mobile phones, but gaming, even at the underage, you just want to say, God, when? This is a clarion call to the NITDA or whatever, the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy. See, it's beyond making policies to, you know, for fintechs and finding out what are they doing, want to probe and all that. It is about making policies that would impact the lives of our citizens and our children. How come nobody's talking about that? How come? How come we all have to rely on the private sector to help save the situation? It comes to If you go to cybersecurity, there's little or no information from government quarters to help people to be cyber safe, except for one once in a while NCC text message I receive, beware not to share your data. Sensitization has gone beyond that, NCC. Oh, guys, we have to address this thing. So I'm worried because I'm a parent and I'm looking at how will I now be dealing with this if my kids grow up and then they're all addicted to this thing because these things are available. You keep bringing policies to bring mobile phones to the country. They'll bring different kinds of mobile phones. You know, do you know the number of mobile phones that get into this country or the new on a daily basis? Go to Computer Village and find out how many people have these things are coming in. You're dumping them here and your citizens, it's affecting them. They're getting addicted to them and nobody's doing anything about it because they'll be like, that's not Nigeria's problem. But hey, guys, Chinese government was able to identify that children are affected physically and mentally. Their eyesight is affected. Their mental health is affected as a result of addiction to what? Gaming. Video gaming, which is, of course, a common technology that we all have, even in Nigeria. So I don't know what parents think about that. Is it time for us to start calling on the government to do something in that regard? Or would you just say, well, colleagues, leave that. We have not gotten there. Let our children just be affecting themselves and be going. God will help us. Is that where you stand? Let us know as you proceed. Remember, you can comment on any of the news stories on Techie Talk today by calling us at 0700-993-993-993. And still on the tech updates, let's get back to China, away from China. We hear something about WhatsApp being fined about $267 million for breaching EU's privacy rules. All right. Aha, another area here. Privacy rules. All right. So WhatsApp has been fined $225 million. That's about euros. That's about $267 million, you know, for breaking the European Union's data privacy rules. Ireland Data Protection Commission, that's the DPC, recently announced the decision. Now, the regulator said WhatsApp failed to tell Europeans how it handles their personal data and information it collected and used, as well as how WhatsApp shares data with Facebook. So, you see this matter of data, a conversation which we're going to get into it today, it's coming to the fore again. And WhatsApp has been ordered to make updates on its already lengthy privacy policy and change how it notifies users about sharing their data. This will bring it into compliance with the Europe's General Data Protection Regulation. Europe has a general data protection regulation. Does Africa have? Oh, let's leave Africa. It's too well. Let's break it down. Does Nigeria have data protection? I know that the Digital Rights Bill, which of course has in its outlines the Digital Rights Bill. If you have not read it, you could just check out the proposal of that bill. It proposes to also protect the data of Nigerians online, including how these apps, you know, deal with the data of this the data of Nigerians online. And I'm asking, does Nigeria have a data protection regulation, general data protection regulation? Well, the Europe has it, and they are, you know, suing WhatsApp for not complying with the guidelines or not complying with their privacy, not complying with this particular guidelines that guide the data information and collected data of Europeans. So I'm just here. Why is it important? Why is data important? We've talked about this before. We keep talking about it. Quickly, WhatsApp is committed to providing a secure and private service to that news. We have worked, that's according to WhatsApp, they responded. We have worked on to ensure the information we provide is transparent and comprehensive, and we continue to do so, the spokesman of WhatsApp said concerning this. The decision by the DPC began with an investigation in 2018 and is the second largest fine levied under the GDPR, that's the General Data Protection Regulation. In July this year, Amazon was fined a record $887 million for breaching the EU privacy law. So that's another story you want to comment on. Feel free to call me and we talk about it as we proceed. All right. And it's crazy to think that we hear that TikTok has overtaken YouTube for average watch time in the US and the UK. And, you know, we don't have plenty of data concerning that in Nigeria. But I know that TikTok is one app that Nigerians are on. Nigerians are there for fun, to take their minds off the wahala that government is giving them, to take their minds off the stress of Lagos traffic and all that. So, yes, it's so much fun. It's like an energizer. But we hear that right now TikTok is like in overtaking YouTube. And little doubts why YouTube also introduced YouTube Shorts, which we talked about some time ago on our social media, of course, on our Techie Talk conversation. So, Lagos, let's hear a bit from you as regarding the stories, specifically the one that has to do with kids banned from playing online video games during the week. Now, if the government cannot come up because we do not have an NPPA like China, or even if we do have, they're perhaps very busy dealing with fintechs and other companies, and they're not looking at our family. Do you think this is something families should imbibe? And is your child addicted to video gaming? Have you been worried on how to deal with that? Would this work? Have you come up with a strategy of giving them no? You can only do how many? Like China is saying that they can only do what? Online during the week, they said they will do, just 2 hours once a week. And the weekend also, they have just a few. Okay, let's say 2 hours a day on weekdays. I mean, no, that's not 2 hours a day for weekdays. Come on, I'll get that straight up. It's okay. Ha, this is it. It's for those under the age of 18, they only have 1 hour in the evening on Fridays, weekends, and holidays. Just 1 hour of gaming in the entire week. I can see, Lai, you're looking like you're a gamer. Are you a gamer? So what do you think about that? Are you addicted to gaming? The answer is yes, but answer it still. What do you think about this policy, Lai? Where is Ruth? Ruth, I need you on here. What do you think about that? Do you think that, you know, I mean, let's talk about your gaming experience.
I wouldn't say I'm addicted to gaming.
Yeah.
I game a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you game a lot. What do you think about this policy? Is this something that, if not the government, at least parents should adopt? If your parents told you this, would you think it's a good direction?
I think it's quite extreme.
It's extreme. One hour.
That's crazy.
I mean, one is gaming. So how much does gaming mean to you? To you? How much? What do you get from it? Because sometimes you might need to let others understand the benefits of what you do for you for them to understand you from your perspective. What are the benefits apart from entertainment?
Socializing. I meet a lot of new people online from gaming. So
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll find time and talk about gaming. We've done that before, and I'll get you and Emmanuel. I don't know if Ruth plays gaming. Ruth is spending so much. Is busy on Insta blog much more than just.
Of course, now he needs to know what is trending like on social media.
So you don't do gaming at all.
No.
What do you think about the policy? I think you say yes. Let me guess.
I'm not a gamer, but then I think it's okay considering the fact that kids spend a lot of time and money and lie. You know, they ask for their personal data before they can actually like sign up for these games, and most of them lie a lot. So it's a very good thing.
Maybe that's what their parents' money is going on. Data, buying of data, which we'll talk about. Remember.
Approximately 24,000 naira a month in naira.
Wow.
Imagine.
Oh boy, we'll be right back, guys, after the break to hear more from you, Lagosians, on the stories on Techie Talk today. And then we'll talk about the data. What is my data for? We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is Techie Talk time, and we are talking technology. Now, before we switch off to a way to quickly bring you the talk on our data, just bring you some statistics and also get to hear from you. We talked about the gaming being banned in China. We want to hear from you, parents, if you're out there, you want to comment on this. We'll get to hear your position on this. And so parents just encourage you. They just decide to say, you know what, forget it. It's a big game. If they just want their time, they are them time. They just say, go have it. You can have the game for as long as you want. You know, it's just so they can be... You know, they can be with themselves and be alone. And now you know that it could affect them. And even though there are benefits, like you heard from Lai, Ollie, if you like, that he socializes. But it takes a whole lot. It takes a whole lot to even be in, do this gaming. And they're so designed in such a way that, you know, they're addictive in nature. And some of them, you have to spend some money to have the games. So I don't know if you as a parent, you're cool with that, or you would like to adopt the China style, buying your kids, give them a week, 1 hour a week. And all the public holidays and weekends, 1 hour. Lie is nodding like na. I'm going to talk to. I'm going to just hint. Your parents might just be listening. You know, they might just decide to put that up. And I trust your obedience. You listen. Let's take a call. What's up, Lagos? Oh my! That was loud. 0700-993-993-993. Let's hear a call or two before then. Do not also forget that we have an opportunity awaiting you. We'll be talking to a very good friend. That's talking about Oluwafemi Olaniran. He's a digital business consultant, and he'll be talking to us about the opportunities for wealth creation in the digital age as we proceed on the show today. But let's hear from Lagos first. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sir Colin. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Adegoke from Lekki.
Hi, Adegoke. Let's talk.
Yeah, well, for the game restriction. I think maybe China, you know, they're always extreme in what they do.
Okay.
So maybe they have been too extreme. Well, it's all left to the parents to monitor their children. You know, you don't just give out the phone to your child without monitoring child using that phone. It depends on the age of that child too.
Yeah.
We don't know the age range, which they said that they can be limited to games. Maybe they are kids between 5 to 10, or maybe if they are teenagers, they too can still be monitored too. But when somebody is like 18 now and have free access to the phone,
yeah,
even kids now, so they go to sites that even parents don't go to.
That's right.
Not being there, you get. So just like you have your cable stations, they also have, you can lock it and then restrict the stations they can actually watch. So I think those things, features should be put in place.
All right.
To help to monitor the children.
Okay. Thank you.
And for TikTok, Uncle, I know TikTok, you know, when it comes to entertainment, people just want to waste time and just, you know, pass out time. You know, it's more like, it's a sign that we have people who just want to while away time, you know, and have fun. And you see many people, they tell, I cannot refer somebody, but you are busy pushing Davido's video to people and gossiping about Big Brother, but you cannot invite somebody to refer somebody to a program that will pay you money. You get just post videos and waste your data while you can actually make money from that data.
Uh-huh.
From all those videos you are just posting anyhow like that.
You
know? Especially our ladies, she just puts. You just dance away the time, dance away data. They will come and meet also the guys to buy them data.
I see that's your point. Now, where do they pay you with that?
Well, that is nothing reasonable without to bring money. Not every time, urgent 2K.
Shots fire. Come on, be great. I think, okay. Man, that is so painful. Ladies, man, I'm sure they're going to fight this. You're shaking tables. I don't want to be on that table, ladies, so. Follow ladies, I call them urgent 2K. It's gonna, I don't know, man. But I mean, truth be told, some ladies are like that, but not all ladies. I know a number of ladies who make a lot of money just twerking and then on TikTok, or you know, doing different challenges on TikTok. Why do you laugh? Twerking, is it a bad thing? It's not, is it? I mean, it's African to twerk, Ruth. It's African to twerk. It's African. Check all the African dances we have. Have you seen an Igbo woman dance their fully Igbo dance? What's different between that and a bit of twerking, you know? It has twerking in its effect. Have you been to Cote d'Ivoire? Have you seen in Cote d'Ivoire, Mapuka dance? No, that was extreme a bit, but Mapuka dance is also a bit of twerking, man. It's African to twerk, just to say. Before you hold me, my... I say, what is twerking? What are you saying? Come to the mic. What are you saying? I'm speaking from afar. As if you don't be whispering like whiskey on one dance with Drake. Anyways, guys, we are getting to that point where we talk about the opportunities just before then. But let me lay the foundation of data. So today's conversation on data will not be... It's not about... it's actually not about your data, your like information online. It's about mobile data. We talked about gaming. Now, I just got information that, you know, apart from you using your data to browse, to play some of these video games, and someone is making money from it. I don't know if gamers make money from playing games. They do?
Absolutely.
Have you made money before from playing games?
I don't game that seriously.
Okay, for serious guys that make money, how do they make definitely. Bets? Betting or what?
Cups, competitions.
Okay.
Various ways.
All right, great. So there's money-making opportunities for gamers. But for the majority of those who are gaming, especially our kids, they're gaming there, they're spending money to game. I mean, if you can afford it, it's okay. Some games are as high as, you know, 12,000 naira. You buy it, you own it, 24,000, some are like 24,000 naira. And then you have to now use data to now browse it. So that's why today we decide to start our data conversation from the perspective of browsing data, like bundle, internet, because we all have that in our lives. And I was going to ask a question that if you're going to vote for your favorite internet service provider, what would that be? So you can send us a tweet. But you can send us a WhatsApp message to tell us who your favorite internet, service provider is. Because these days, complain everywhere. We just complain. Listen to your favorite. Maybe you'll be helping someone get the best and be very fair with it. So let's get the daily foundation of this. We're talking about internet today. Computer scientist, if you don't know, Vaitan Kaff, Bob Kahn, credited to... With inventing the internet communication tools, which we all use today, you know. So remember the names. Remember that someone invented it and that they are given that credit as it were. And it's a system that referred to as the internet on January 1, 1983. So the internet was set up and invented in 1983. Now, the internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that uses the internet protocol suite to communicate between networks and devices. So internet data is used at any time we connect to the internet over the mobile phone connection not Wi-Fi to browse and the web and check emails. Now play video games, download music and more. While the mobile data is internet content delivered to mobile devices such as smartphones and the tablets over a wireless circular connection. Now, the internet has helped us with connectivity, no doubt. It has helped us with communication. It has helped us with information, with knowledge, you know, with learning and with socializing, with selling, that's online marketing or merchandising online, and banking. I mentioned banking. You know, I talked about Access Bank just a while ago. Shopping, entertainment. We talked about TikTok and all that. Collaborations and access to global workforce. So you can hire anybody from anywhere. And you too, you can be hired from anywhere. This is possible because of internet. Without the internet, before now, you remember those days, how do you even reach out to people? So it's a great deal. But have you ever asked yourself, how much data do I use? Like, have you asked yourself, like, how much data do you use? Smartphones and tablets resolve, you know, smartphones, tablets, and such devices, they revolve around data. So you know how your phone is almost like useless without data, right? Can anyone relate to that? Whenever you don't have data, you don't have internet, it's just the phones are built in such a way that without data, man, all you have is the free game on Google. You know, when you go on Google, you don't have data. Have you ever been offline with Google? There's a free game with an umbrella where you jump. Look at him. You know that game, right? most Nigerians know this. When data finished, man, you have to get busy. But I hate that game because there's nothing like, you know, higher score. There's nothing like that. I guess it's to remind you, boy, you don't have data and all that. So, yes, our mobile phones, and they all revolve around data. And we want to find out, have you ever asked yourself, like, how much data do you use? So, after all, we need data in order to do all the fun things, you know, on our gadgets, like I mentioned earlier. So we are used to hearing all about kilobytes, megabytes, gigabytes by now. But do you know exactly what you can do with them and how far they go? That's a question I'm asking you. I need you to think about this. Well, the apps that use the most data typically are the apps that you use the most. So it depends on your lifestyle. Now, for a lot of people, Facebook, and it's good. You keep suggesting videos for you, and you keep going, and they keep hearing your information through access to your data. Through, you know, you giving them access to your privacy, so they know what you're talking about. So that way, they can suggest specific videos for you that would, you know, guide you, and you think like, hey man, I like food. Oh, the next thing you start seeing food videos on Facebook. You stay there, burn your data. All right, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Netflix. Someone said Netflix is not made for Nigerian data. You know, our internet is not, it's not right for Netflix. So people do not even know how some movies actually really look because their data is streaming at a lower rate, if you know what I'm saying. So Snapchat, Telegram, Twitter, YouTube, and all these. So if you use any of these apps daily, then, you know, you might need to change the setting to reduce how the data is used, because we're just guiding you. A lot of people are saying, my data just is finished. I mean, my children are stealing it. The average smartphone owner uses about 2 gig to 5 gig of data each month. Now, that's average, oh, but most people, I know some people, 2 gig, that's 2 hours. That's 1 hour because of how they use. And you need to find out how much data you use, and we'll give you more of this tip next week. We'll get into details of this, and also, but you just think and ask yourself, how much data do I use personally, and see how you can manage your life. COVID has affected us. A lot of people are not making as much as they used to, and you can't afford to be offline. So it'd be right, it's smart for you to like find a way of managing your data. I know the internet service providers will be like, yo, Collins, man, you don't want people to buy data. No, I'm talking to those who cannot afford, all right? You should, I know you have packages for those who cannot afford, all right? Anyways, we'll end that conversation for here today, and we'll move on now to bringing you an opportunity for those who are looking at, look, this digital age, how can one make money? Where is the money? Well, you know, what are the opportunities to create wealth? What are the opportunities? We hear about things that are, oh, they say it's easy, but, you know, at the end of the day, you hear the thing will not be as good as you expected. What I ordered versus what I got. So we on Techie Talk, on a weekly basis, we try to give you information. I say news you can use to improve your life, news you can use to improve your income. We have one of our regular friends in the studio with us. He spoke to us last week, and he spoke to us last week via virtually. And last week, our conversation was away from this, and we asked him about the e-Naira, and it was a great conversation. And of course, we are looking forward to how that would turn out as we proceed. We have, I mentioned earlier, Oluwafemi Olaniyan. He is a digital business consultant, and he joins us now for the next few minutes. We'll talk about the opportunity for wealth creation in the digital age. What's good, Femi? How are you doing? Good to have you in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Quite a while. The last time you were here was like some years ago.
Yes.
Physically. Great to have you. So, man, let's hit the ground running. I mean, you are a digital business consultant. You've been in the space for a while, and you know, we have been following up your conversation. Recently, we had a conversation. I was like, a lot of people have been reaching out to me like, how can we make money? In fact, I screen grabbed one of the messages so that people should know that this is not, some people just send me DM on Facebook, you know, send me DM on YouTube, send me DM on Instagram, asking me this specific question. I'm like, I said, well, hey, I know a number of people who are milking the opportunities that are available in our world today. Now, this came in from a friend, someone on Facebook. He says, mentioned. He didn't mention the name. It's, good morning, sir. I'm a big fan of Nigeria Info. Nice to meet you here. Sir, I need you to help on skills and that I can learn online or how I can make money online. You know, I am an apprentice right now. I'm trying to move to the online space and take advantage of the number of opportunities that are out there. And I know that in so many industries right now, the advent of technology and the advent of online, if you like, has brought about multiple opportunities.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of people are not aware of this.
Definitely.
I mean, you have been involved in a number of such opportunities.
Yeah.
Can we talk about a few? And or if you have any specific one that we can talk about, to see how people can milk the opportunities, the cash cow opportunities that are out there in the online space.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Oluwafemi Laniran.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when people think about multiple streams of income, wealth creation as it were, they usually think about running multiple jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But what the digital interventions have helped us to achieve is that you can actually run, you can get multiple streams of income without actually having multiple jobs.
Mm.
You need to start thinking of multiple streams of income in terms of a global view.
Okay.
Because the world is now connected.
That's right.
And we have businesses that you can do from different points. From your location, but can pay you from different parts of the world.
Hmm.
We have those kind of opportunities because of the digital interventions that we have currently. So basically, many of the opportunities that exist right now, we range from e-commerce, we range from cryptocurrency, social media, virtual assistants, and many others.
Hmm.
I'll just talk briefly on some of the things.
But
I'll start with the people which have skills right now.
Okay.
You can actually develop your skill into competence
and
package this skill into a digital product, and you can sell to people.
Hmm.
A lot of people are looking for opportunities, just like that person actually said. There are a lot of people who have information
that
they can share to that kind of person, and the person will be glad to actually pay a particular fee for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can anyone do this? Everybody can do this. It's just basically having the tool to guide you to actually put whatever you have as a skill or talent into expertise and put in a digital product that people can pay you for. But aside that, we also need to understand that, you know, what everybody cannot do actually pays much.
Hmm.
And I'm talking about the likes of cryptocurrency trading. I'm talking about e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
When you are able to master these tools, you can actually... You can decide what you want your own income to be.
All right. And let's talk about e-commerce because... we're in a commercial city, Lagos, and of course, Lagos is known for commerce. You know, just walk around the streets, man. It takes just a second before you know it. Market on the sell. Before you know it, if six people they come somewhere every day, before you know it, person on the open. Have you started the shops? Yeah, have you started? And that's Lagos for you. And it's a statement of fact. So let's look at e-commerce. So a lot of people have not been able to understand how to translate that or. Their industry, the industry that they're in, how it operates online, how they can move it from the commercialization they're doing down, I mean, physically to an e-commerce space and how they can tap into that. So let's talk about a few opportunities and how specifically people can take advantage of e-commerce.
All right. So for e-commerce, because that's my own area of specialty, I'll just say that there are a lot of people who can actually, everybody can leverage on e-commerce in one way or the other. The notion that e-commerce is supposed to be one big platform, one giant platform, is what makes people scared of it, or people don't understand the basic detail about it.
Okay.
E-commerce just majorly talks about you being able to sell online.
Hmm.
And you can sell online with basic tools. You can sell online with platforms. We have platforms. You can sell online with even Google My Business, for instance, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you can create, but basically, where I would start from is that everybody at this time should be able to create a website. It should be like you sending an email to people.
Hmm.
That is what being able to have a website, because that's like your digital footprint. That's where people can get information about your products and services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you now then monetize whatever you have on your website?
Sure.
Is what we call e-commerce.
Okay.
And there are different ways.
Okay.
You can actually use paid adverts. You could use Google, for instance. You can use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be able to run a Facebook ad.
That's
These things are basic. There are a lot of tutorials on it already.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you can also use platforms. We have Wakanda. We have the likes of GG Jumia.
Yeah.
A whole lot of it that you can just create a store. You can put your products there and you can begin to access the global world. Like a lot of people are searching every day for products and services that you are providing, but because you're still confined in one physical location, that is limited to the number of people that passes by or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to think globally and know that the world is connected.
All right, great. I know that I mean you have a number of events that you you get to dish out this information. And you recently told me about something you're coming up that create your wealth or own your...
Yes, recreate your life.
Recreate your life.
Yes.
And I was very interested in it because it had to do with, you know, you hear that, the sound of that, recreate your life, because we need a lot of recreation right now.
Yes.
COVID affected us.
Everybody.
Kim Akparo, you hear me? Yeah, COVID came as a storm and then just changed everything. If your life was going like this, first of all, go first stop, pause, you now think. So that word recreation got my attention, and the fact that, you know, you can recreate your life and your wealth and control. I said, no, I'm getting interested. Tell me a bit about that.
All right, so the first thing we need to also talk about is psychology.
Okay.
Because a lot of content and stuff are already online right now that people start at the beginning and they get a bottleneck and they withdraw.
Okay.
So most of the time, people are not even, they are not sure of where to start because they start and they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw that, okay, the best way to actually go about this is to actually create a kind of a mentorship for people where people can actually go through these skill sets, having the right information that we have used, that has worked for us, having something to start working on immediately that you can begin to use to test your skills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the recreate your life idea comes to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that we take it through a path of learning the right skill set, knowing the right videos to watch, because there are a lot of information out there. That's one of the disadvantage of, you know, the information age.
Yep.
You have so many information and you don't know how to harmonize this information to bring value to you.
That's right.
So that is what we're trying to do with Recreate Your Life vision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a partners of investors and some business owners.
Okay.
Many of them are, you know, top business owners in Nigeria here.
Okay.
And some of them are, you know, startup founders. And they're basically saying, okay, what if we can have a community of people where we can actually mentor them?
Mm-hmm.
Youth, a lot of people they're probably just doing stuff that they don't understand.
Yeah.
So if there's a way we can actually bring them together and actually have a way to mentor people, then that would be a very good idea.
Man, that sounds great. And for those who have been reaching out and saying, Collins, we, you know, Techie Talk, you can count on Techie Talk to bring you the smartest minds in this space. And I must say that Oluwafemi Olaniran, or Femi Laniran, is one of the greatest minds, you know, smartest minds around the space. And he's been doing a lot. The last time we used to have tete-a-tete, he was telling me about, man, I can tell you, I don't want to mention the amount, how much you made. I said, oh boy, I'm fine. Show me the way now. Why are you doing this to me? You know, from just the knowledge of e-commerce and how you can navigate your way. So I take this very seriously. I know that, I don't know if I should ask you about this, but do you have an event coming up very soon, or maybe an opportunity where people can reach out to you, to, you know, a place where some of us can gather and, you know, get this knowledge and also event? Would you want to share a bit about that? Because a lot of people listening right now, perhaps the next question is, man, I need this guy. I need to talk to him. I need to find out, you know, how I can, you know, leverage on his knowledge.
Okay, awesome. So basically, we wanted this to be virtually.
Okay.
So that everybody, wherever the location you are, you can actually tap into the connection.
Okay.
So basically, you can just reach out to me on Instagram, Oluwafemi Olaniran, at FemFem.
Okay.
They send me a DM as digital, then we'll take it up from there. But across platform, Oluwafemi Olaniran, at FemFem, and we'll be able to connect to you, because purely digital, it's going to be through virtual trainings. And also, so if we're going to have physical events, it will be people who have reached out to me that will get access to those events.
So I would take that again. Oluwafemi
Olaniran.
At FemFem.
FIRM FEM.
All right. So
FIRM FEM.
So at FemFem. So Lagos, you've heard that. If you have a question, maybe you are, you know, trying to go into e-commerce and you're thinking of, how do I run this? How do I don't have too much knowledge. You can call us, and he's right here. He can answer directly your question. But just go straight to the point, because we have limited time. This is an opportunity for those listening live right now. Hello, good morning.
Adebowale Oludotun Nigeria Limited is in need for nationwide distributors for Kani Paper. Kani Paper is a newly upgraded high-quality household tissue paper. Made from imported raw wood pulp, Kani tissue paper is purely natural, created with high-quality products. Delicate and impeccable in every detail, only worthy of your extraordinary taste. It can be used indoors, in the kitchen, outdoors, in the cars, and restaurants and bars. It can also be used as a sanitary towel for ladies in the case of an emergency, and it is totally safe to use. shoes for babies. Today, Canny Paper Co. Limited boasts of modern factories, world-class production equipment, industry-leading production technology, and high-quality raw materials. You can locate us at Kilometer 14, Lagos Abeokuta Expressway, opposite Obasanjo Farm. To be a distributor, please call Koride on 0703-065-4058 or 0805-828-5090 for more information. Adebowale Oludotun Nigeria Limited is in need for nationwide distributors for Canny Paper. Canny Paper is a newly upgraded high-quality household tissue paper made from imported raw wood pulp. Canny tissue paper is purely natural, created with high-quality products. Delicate and impeccable in every detail, only worthy of your extraordinary taste. It can be used indoors, in the kitchen, outdoors, in the cars, and restaurants and bars. It can also be used as a sanitary towel for ladies in the case of an emergency, and it is totally safe to use for babies. Today, Canny Paper Co. Limited boasts of modern factories, world-class production equipment, industry-leading production technology, and high-quality raw materials. You can locate us at Kilometer 14, Lagos Abeokuta Expressway, opposite Obasanjo Farm. To be a distributor, please call Koride on 0703-065-4058 or 0805-828-5090 for more information.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back. Techie Talk is wrapping up shortly, but we have a call. Hello, good morning. Oh, la la. Okay, we get into that. So you give out that, it's a firm femme. That's firm femme on all social media platform. For those who want to get more information about this, let me check out on WhatsApp the messages we've got. All right, so I want to say, well, thank you so much. I'm watching you live on Facebook, and I'm enjoying your guests, and I say thanks for that. Quickly, we'll wrap this up concerning e-commerce. I just want to go into that. We just wanted to give them like a word of what do you call it, what they should hold on to as they try to navigate their way on, using the digital age to, you know, increase their wealth or create wealth for themselves. Key things that they should just hold on to as they listen as we leave the studio right now.
All right. So basically, I just want everyone to know that the world is connected. The world is global. It's now a global village. So anything that you're currently doing, whether it's a service or a product, there is a way that you can tap into the digital space to make sure that you reach more people and be able to actually sell more or to do more of your service, of your product. And that's basically what you should be looking out for. The whole idea of multiple streams of income and having different jobs is going to burn you out. I've been there, you know. But the best way that you can actually navigate this right now is to think of the world as a global village and look for ways in which you can actually earn from either multiple locations or be engaged in business opportunity that does not confine you to your current limitations of environment.
All right, good. I'm going to give you a very key something. You can take advantage of this. You can actually get more information and more opportunities. Go to anglexdigital.com. anglexdigital.com. And great job you're doing, Femi. And thank I must say, so more power to you, Ayobo. And thanks for speaking with us today on Techie Talk.
It was nice having you.
Absolutely. Guys, don't forget, it's Firm Femi.
Fem.
All right. No, not Femi. Fem. All right. On all social media platforms. See the calls coming in. Don't you know when to call? I mean, let me squeeze one. Just this one. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. You're the last and the only caller to... So, let's hear you.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question or comment? Quickly.
Yeah, I want to play 1 minute.
Oh, Joe. One minute. One minute, yes. Gone. Minute one. All right. Let's see if we can do that now. Oh, man, he's gone, unfortunately. So, but we have to run away. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. The news coming up right now. I've worked with Ruth Kadri. Ollie, also not forgetting. That's Ollie. That's Olaiwala, by the way. And shout out to Andrea for leaving me alone today. Not to worry, she'll be back before you know it. To those who missed her, don't worry, she'll be back before you know it. Dikpo Mowari, thanks for the support. God bless you. God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And I'm out of here. The news coming up. Don't forget to be Nigerian. There's power in being Nigerian. Remember that. You're special.